VIP. Let's kick it.
This is the South Dakota sex symbol, your Heartland heartthrob, and your mom's favorite wrestler, Brandon Nitro. And you're listening to Below Zero.
What is up, wrestling fans, and welcome to another edition of Below Zero Radio. I am your host. I dubbed myself the voice of Below Zero Wrestling. I thought that was a nice promotion to just give myself there right in the middle of the ring. In Horace at the BZW Holiday Special, and joining me in the Below Zero Studios, Nick Stokey. Nick, how the hell are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Still getting caught up on sleep from the weekend and after all that excitement, but otherwise, I'm doing pretty good.
Absolutely phenomenal show. People went home happy. Sponsors went home happy. That means we go home happy. Folks at Rough International had an awesome, awesome experience, as well as the fans. Got to give out some presents. It was a banger, man. It was great. Love that Horace show, packed it out again. Loved it.
Yeah, it a great way to end our 2023. And, you know, being able to go out there with Rough International and do something that, you know, benefits them so well and what they're trying to do down in Nicaragua, and to pack the Horace, you know, community center there. We've grown now. We've done that 2 years out there. We did, more tickets than we did the previous year. And I think we added a little bit more to the show and everything. So, yeah, not just us going home happy, but fans went home happy. Sponsors went home happy. Other vendors that were part of the show went home happy.
Good.
Like, it was just, overall, it was just a really fun, good show.
Yes, absolutely. Into the news, NDS no longer in the company. And we'll get to that, but that is just something that we needed to touch on, because your former tag team champions,
first ever
tag champs, right? A big part of what we've tried to build. And actually, if you head over to Below Zero's Facebook page right now, and other social media channels, you're able to see kind of their goodbye message to BZW, to its fans. And want to thank, obviously, those guys, Riley and Levy, for everything they've done.
Yeah. It's unfortunate that the things played out the way they did against the Crucible on Sunday, and that NDS wasn't able to overcome them, because, you know, they have in the past. And, you know, where this leads with them, I'm not sure. But as we know right now, they don't have a contract with BZW. They're not going to be appearing in a BZW ring anytime soon. And, you know, what they said at the end, what they said to me afterwards, 100%, I definitely took that to heart and felt like everything was, you know, very authentic and genuine from them. And so where we go from here is, you know, a tag division, unfortunately, without NDS. And we move on, and we have some great tag teams. But, man, I don't know. I'm going to miss Riley diving over the top rope.
And, hey, it's professional wrestling's a lot like comic books. It's not always forever.
Never say never.
You never say never. You will not be seeing NDS at WinterSlam. You will not be seeing NDS, as you said, anytime soon. But
they do not have contracts, and we are not in any new contract negotiations with them at this point.
Yep. That match, that result voided their BZW contracts.
Correct.
And they are no longer working here. Okay. Big news coming on the Below Zero mailing list. Can you, because that's not something that we've plugged here on the podcast before. Can you kind of explain to people what the mailing list is, how to get signed up, and why one would get signed up?
Yeah, so we started earlier this year doing some, like, BZW mailing list, like on the email, like a BZW Insiders, whatever you want to call it. And some things that you're going to get from there, benefit from there, is you're going to get news before a lot of them, ticket opportunities. We've done some selective merch. It's just something we're trying to grow. And into 2024, you're going to see a lot more of that, whereby being part of that emailing list, you're going to have the first chance at front row seats to some of our biggest events, the first chance at, you know, maybe new merch that we have, meet and greets, just the first chance at news. So you can sign up for that. Go to our website. There is a link there, or just that you put it in to sign up for it. Because today, and we're not going to say anything here, because there's a reason that the mailing list or the email list is exclusive. But we got some big Winter Slam news that's going to be sent out, you know, as we speak right now, whenever this drops. But.
Yeah, very exciting. An act or a feature, if you will, somebody who's been trending online of late.
Yes.
Very big deal. Very current, very timely, if you will. This is exciting stuff. It's very, very exciting stuff. Next show is the show.
Yeah.
Winter Slam. Our WrestleMania, if you will. Something that we're tremendously excited about. Went to Winter Slam last year as a fan. First one where I'm really going to be kind of, you know, involved, very excited.
Might even have a new title by the end of it. You never know.
Might even. Never know. But very, very fun. Butler Arena. Our goal is simple. We've stated this ever since weather kind of did what it did to Summer Night's main event. We're looking for four figures. Okay. We've never done 1,000 people at a show. There have certainly been shows that have been 1,000 people worthy. We want to get four figures. Okay, the Butler Arena seats 2,500. That would be awesome. It really would. But our goal is to make this show absolutely massive, and that's hopefully going to be sprinkling in some big names with just the awesome stuff we already have going on in BZW. You know, how do we... You know, we haven't seen Jack and Bobby for a minute.
No.
But at the same time, we'll get to that. Every single BZW title is going to be on the line. What big names come? How do we work them in? It's going to be worth your time. So, as I said, trying to break our own attendance record, consistently improving production value. We've had conversations about, yeah, would it be cool to take a little bit more money out of BZW? Yeah, that'd be cool. But right now, we're still very much in a stage of, the money that comes into BZW gets put right back in. Increase production value. Increase, you know, how we take care of talent. Bringing in more talent. Those funds right now is like, how can we make this better? Not, can we pay ourselves, right? That's kind of the focus at this time. With that said, sponsorship opportunities are going to exist for Winter Slam. So if you're listening to this, you want to get involved. Could be great for your brand. Could be great for your business. I'll tell people right now, we're talking about some upgrades to the Below Zero studio, very seriously. Maybe making this a video podcast in one way or another, bringing on talent, production value, things of that nature, even for this show. A sponsorship opportunity exists for this very podcast. Reach out to Showtime Rocky Allen on X, reach out to Nick, however it is you feel like, reach out to us on the Facebook page. Those opportunities are going to exist. As far as the show itself, premium seating, which is going to be rows 1 through 3, we got 20 tickets left.
Less than 20.
Less than 20.
I know that there's less than 20. We just had, you know, anytime you have a show like we did last Sunday out in Horace, you know, you're going to have some of those fans that don't have tickets yet, you know, purchase for the next show.
Yep.
And I know for a fact, I mean, it might be under 10. I know it's under 20. It might be under 10 that tickets available in the first three rows, premium seating, is minimal.
Well, and I walked out there to basically a raucous crowd because 30 seconds before I hit the ring, you had just announced a freaking TLC three-way for the BZW tag titles.
Yeah.
So I would guess that sometime between there and just me getting the people riled up, you probably had 10, 12 tickets sold just from people at Horace that saw that match get made thinking, I got to see this match. And
that's true. Anytime you have something like that, and that's just the start. I mean, that's something that we haven't even put out on social media yet that, I mean, yeah, we've had the results or whatever, but to really fathom what's going on, that there's going to be a TLC match and how that came about and everything, and we'll get into that. But that's just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to Winter Slam. People have said to me, you're stupid for going to the Butler Arena. You're stupid for doing this. You're stupid for doing that. You're never gonna put people in the seats. That place is gonna be empty. All that kind of stuff. And major props and everything to the Sanctuary, who have hosted us for 2.5 years for multiple shows. And
as Dango said, church wrestling.
Yeah.
Church wrestling.
Yeah. But we want to see where we can go with this.
Yeah.
And we're going to do it. And the tip of the iceberg is something like a TLC match. Like we haven't done that yet. We haven't done anything close to that yet. And here we are going to do something like that. And then I got 5-6 more matches to still announce.
Absolutely. We know Nitro will defend.
Nitro will defend.
We know that the Crucible TLC match is happening.
Happening.
With Royal Flavin with 24 Karat Honey. We know Sierra is going to be in action. We're still looking for an opponent there because we know she's not wrestling Nitro.
she's not.
We do know that.
That I can say, but I mean, a victory at WinterSlam, it'd be hard to not have her wrestle Nitro after that fact, or whoever
would might be the champion.
Would be the champion. I mean, that's like three, I think that'd be what, three quality, very top quality wins in a row if she wins at WinterSlam. And the only reason we haven't announced is because I'm working on something.
Fair enough.
And I'm really hoping that time comes soon.
And so the last thing I do want to touch on, because he's my boy, is Jake Taylor.
Yes.
Won his match, and we've now reached the breaking point. Because, as you said, there's no flash mob show at West Acres. We're not going to, you know, we're not going to run your local VFW.
Nope.
We're not.
We're not. There is nothing until WinterSlam.
Right. The next show is WinterSlam, which means you have a choice. We just lost NDS. You have a choice. As commissioner of BZW, do you put Jake Taylor in a title match? Because if you don't, you have already signed his retirement papers.
Correct.
And he's got to win.
He does.
But my point is, if you don't put him in the match, he's done.
Yeah, and that, to say that that hasn't been weighing on me is, you know, would be a lie. Because,
right,
you know, he did what he was supposed to do this last weekend. I said, to even be in consideration, you have to go out there and win. He went out there, and he won.
Yep.
And pretty and decisively. I mean, not just like a fluke or like anything like that. I mean, he went out there, and he was a pretty decisive winner. And so, you know, myself and Zach and everyone else, you know, involved with everything, have to make a very real decision on what that plan is for him. But he's, in my mind, because we haven't made it official yet, but in my mind, he's done everything he's needed to prove to me that he gets that opportunity. A title opportunity.
Right. Okay, folks, this episode of Below Zero Radio is brought to you by the good people at Prairie Pest Control. Residential pest control, having a comprehensive exterminator service assures you of a pest-free home regardless of the season. Prairie Pest Control conducts a thorough assessment of your house and offers solutions from a one-time service to a seasonal program. You can check Prairie Pest Control out, winner, by the way, of Best of the Red River Valley in 2022 and 2023. Member of the Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo Chamber of Commerce. You can check them out on Facebook or just give them a call at 701-893-8660. That's 701-893-8660. Is your home or office bugging you? Let Prairie Pest Control help. Okay, back to it. Card always subject to change, especially, unfortunately, in the winter.
It's where we live.
Yeah, you just never know what might happen. You plan and you plan, and then the show day comes, and sometimes you have to adapt. And that's, by the way, saying absolutely nothing bad about anybody that couldn't make it. But we had a little bit different show than, you know, what we talked about. But still, the guys put on. We had to grab one guy out of the Christmas Chaos match and say, hey, you've got a big time opportunity against Jake Taylor. Fortunately, got his butt kicked, but that's somehow, you know, sometimes how things go. Again, Crucible versus NDS, and you always talk about, if you're not closing the show, open it. And these guys opened the hell out of this show.
Yeah, it. I don't know how five matches follow something like that after what those guys did to each other. That was a very, you know, amazing way to open it up. Also something where NDS is like, listen, I don't want to sit backstage all night and stew and what's going to happen or whatever. Let's get this done with. Let, you know, they wanted this. They asked for it. They got it. And, you know, by the end of it, after McGregor and Nash again beat them all over the ring, but it NDS wasn't giving up. It actually took them, you know, tying up Levy in the ropes for them to then both have to pin Riley at the same time. This wasn't easy for the Crucible. It's probably their biggest test that they've had to date in BZW.
These guys are hazardous. You know, we talked about in the preview podcast, it was going to be titles and contracts on a pole. Kind of went through some of the engineering of that. Wasn't going to work with the venue. So we go back to...
Forgot about the ceiling fans.
Yeah, forgot about the ceiling fans. So we go back to NDS and Crucible and say, hey, you know, this stipulation that you guys agreed to isn't going to work. They come up with, okay, let's go tornado tag. And that's where I think... this one got decided. As you mentioned, you know, we've got Jameson out here hitting Rolling Thunder into, by the way, these are like old VFW chairs, not folding chairs. They're structurally sound chairs. So you've got, I don't know how many bumps, by the way, too, no guardrail, no barricade, no mats. I mean, I don't know how many guys I saw hit hardwood, like shuffleboard 1970 hardwood.
I'm glad they didn't bring out the shuffleboard stuff that was in the back.
Yeah, that was absolutely just some unreal bumps. But as we mentioned, as you touched on, they agreed to the tornado tag rules, and eventually NDS takes the L because Crucible's able to tie Levy up in the ropes and becomes a 2-on-1 match. And Riley Jackson's a hell of a competitor, but in a 2-on-1. You know, he's given up 350 pounds to Crucible, and he just...
And what, 5 to 10 minutes prior, short time prior to that, Jameson had just Rolling Thundered him through a chair, another chair, right kind of where you were sitting. Yeah. I mean, like, this wasn't... So, I mean, it's not like he just like, oh, we tied him up, Riley can't do anything. I mean, Riley literally gave 110%. I mean, I think they both did, and at the end of the day, Crucible's victorious. And they keep their titles, and we say goodbye to NDS.
Yeah, yep. And you know, we've kind of already touched on it, but we'll appreciate them for what they've done for forever. I mean,
always.
That's an absolute stalwart for us, and they put on match after match, and we're certainly willing to give up their bodies for the fans and for us, and just so much fun to watch them work. Okay. As we mentioned, Jake Taylor versus Mathias, and Jake, you know, it's tough because you spend all week or the last 2 weeks kind of mentally preparing to take on Lucky Lund. Lucky can't make it. Okay. You know, Jake Taylor's like, hey, I got to have a win. Somebody, you know, I got to fight someone. Mathias steps up and I don't know if Mathias just ran into a buzzsaw, but that is as good as Jake has looked in a very long time.
Yeah, you know, Lucky is, and what I'm going to say here, that's not taking anything away from him, because he is a veteran, he is very good at what he does, and he is a challenge inside that ring. Mathias also knew when he got switched into that match, he's wrestled Taylor before. They've tagged together before. They're very, they know each other very well. They're very familiar. He also, in his head, knew if I beat him, I essentially probably retire him.
Right.
And I don't know if Lucky had that same thought, just not being as familiar with the BZW, you know, as a whole or anything. But Mathias had it was a very game opponent.
Yeah.
But you are right, as in Taylor looked great.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I think he wins no matter who's in the ring against him last Sunday.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's clear to me he doesn't want to be done wrestling. And I get why he put that pressure on himself. Like, hey, what am I doing here? Am I going to just sort of float through the BZW mid-card, or am I going to be the guy? And he wants to be the guy.
He's been the guy his entire life, anything he's ever done. He's a black belt in, I know, at least one form of martial arts, if not maybe two or three. He was always a stud athlete in high school. He was always a top of whatever he's done.
Yep.
So he's not going to sit there and say, if I can't be one of the top guys, I don't want to be a guy.
Yeah.
And so that's what he put that pressure on himself. And it looks to me that he thrived under pressure.
I agree. And as we mentioned in kind of the show open, you've got a decision to make. Christmas Cast was a fun match. You've got, you know, three guys in there that definitely knew how to work, and a couple of local guys in Scott Story and Austin Schmidt. Hey, we finally did it. I've been pushing for it for how long? And somebody finally got put through a table.
Finally.
By the way, the help of a stuffed Pikachu, which I'm sorry if, you know, we're not going to explain this stuff to you. Come to the shows.
Yeah.
Come to the shows.
There was definitely Pikachu power
at
the event last Sunday.
And just so people do understand, it was part of the gift giveaway. There was a stuffed Pikachu, but Scott found that in the back and was unable to not utilize it. But man, like a fake Christmas tree used as a weapon, giant candy canes used as a weapon, and then the spot of the night, or I think maybe the most memorable spot of the night, Austin Schmidt getting handcuffed to the ring with his handcuffs, by the way, his own darn mistake.
He tried, and then, yeah, that's his fault.
And just looking at what happened to that poor guy's back, my goodness, that was brutal. If you saw the kendo stick shots that he was taking, and like I said, the redness and sort of what happened to his back, that was unfortunate.
This match was true chaos.
Yeah.
And you come out on top. Scott Story comes out on top. A very memorable spot with the handcuffs, a memorable spot with, you know, Pikachu flying through the air with Scott through the table and picks up a decisive victory, essentially. And now, you know, it's chaotic. Man, that was just chaotic.
Well, that's, you know, we've always been trying to grow the business in Fargo. Scott's a Fargo talent. Like, that's important to us. We've got, obviously, we love the South Dakota sex symbol. We love all the guys that come up from the cities. We love the guys that come up from Omaha. We love that. But part of the goal, the purpose of Below Zero Wrestling is to grow professional wrestling in the city of Fargo. Scott Story allows us to potentially do that. You know, Jake Taylor's a Fargo guy. Like, one of our primary goals is to build the business here.
Yes.
And so we're very much looking forward to working with Scott moving forward.
Oh, 100%. He showed, you know, there was another side of him this last week that, you know, he really wants to be here. I mean, we talked after the event, even like he wants to wrestle in his, you know, in his hometown area, and it really enjoyed it being that. You know, I think he had some family and friends there that he was able to pick up a victory at that and kind of reignite that.
Yes.
That fire.
Yep. Okay. Royal Flava, or excuse me, no, Nino versus Jay Fowler.
Yes.
Great match. Fowler, you know, I know he took the L to Sierra at Summer Night's main event, but.
Yeah, but do you even remember him taking the L after that match?
No, that was such a great
match.
Does
it really matter after that one, you know?
And I think what Jay's purpose is, as you've mentioned, I think Jay is a TV guy.
Yes.
I've mentioned that before. And this is not a shot at Jay. I think if he was like 3 inches taller, he'd already be a TV guy. But that is indie wrestling sometimes. You're guys that can go that aren't 6'2". And Jay is certainly a guy that can go that isn't 6'2". And he is scratching and clawing his way to the top, where, by the way, as you have mentioned, he's already at the top of most of the other promotions he's involved with.
Yes.
And he's looking to sort of put another pelt on the wall, I think, in BZW. So he's got that one match that he didn't get at Summer Night's main event. I think you've got Fowler in a position where he's really, really looking for a big-time opponent at WinterSlam. We all know the Delta baggage claim issue of it all. Morrison doesn't make it to Fargo Brewing that night. And I don't even know that it's necessarily going to be Morrison. But we are looking for a big-time opponent for Jay Fowler because he's earned the right. I mean, he's got himself squarely, I think, at the top of our singles division, sort of sniffing around the top.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong in anything you've said. And I spoke with him after the event, and there was two things that he brought up to me. I want Morrison, or I want a name. I still want that match.
Yeah.
Like, don't think I don't. And the very first match he ever had in BZW was against Brandon Nitro.
Interesting.
Way back in the Wahpeton days.
And interesting.
Nitro came out on top. Since then,
I remember that match.
Since then, Fowler has beat or wrestled anyone that you can think of in the Midwest. Some extremely quality wins. And if he hasn't had a quality win, he's put on match of the night everywhere he's been, i.e. him and versus Sierra.
Yeah.
And now just beats a very game Nino, who Nino hasn't been around for a little while. He was injured, and then just scheduling and being able to get him back up here. But I mean, you look at Nino in the ring, that guy is, he's no slouch. He's
right.
He's dedicated. He's in the weight room every single day. He's training all the time. He's wrestling all the time. And for Fowler to come out here and beat him and then look me in the eyes essentially and say, like, you can see it. Like, yeah. The fire is there. Yep. So, is that a Winter Slam match? Is that a Wrestleversary match? Is it a, you know, I don't know. But Fowler wants a match, and he doesn't just, he wants a big match.
Yep. No, and I think he's earned it. You know, I've said it.
His skills alone have proved it.
Right. I've said it a million times. I think he's a TV guy. And those are the types of guys you want, at least in your title matches. You know, if not necessarily with the strap, at least in your title matches.
Yep.
Okay. Then, you know, for the kids, as we mentioned, Rough International, and the holiday spirit. Sylvester J. Fox making a lot of noise in the week kind of leading up to the match where, hey, I'm going to be turning over a new leaf. Remember what's now two shows ago, comes out with the Grinch trying to give kids onions. Grinch gets body slammed, gets the boots put to him, and, you know, presents here, presents there, presents everywhere. It was great this year, though. Sly brings the presents. Lots of them. Like,
a lot.
Probably two or three times what was given out last year.
Easy.
And including some gift cards. I mean, there was, I would say, definitely a comma in the number from a dollar amount of stuff that was...
Oh, I mean, according to Sly, it was over 1,000.
I
don't, for everything he's ever lied about, I don't think he was lying about that.
Oh, yeah. Just doing some mental math with the stuff that I got my hands on. I mean, it was... And, by the way, got my hands on and then launched to kids.
I was going to say, yeah. I didn't see you walking away with much. You helped distribute.
Yeah, your boy did not skim off the top. Anyway, so Sly comes out, shows everyone the gifts, and then in typical Sly fashion, offers to sell all of those gifts at the merch table at full retail. I don't get in his way. It's not really my place, but three other guys do. Brandon Nitro, Jake Taylor, Scott Story come out, and one of the things he was trying to sell was a framed picture of himself. Thought, what, you know, what better gift could there be than a framed picture?
Priceless, probably in his mind.
In his mind. And Nitro offers to take a quick look at that picture and then smashes it over his head, and the four of us tossing the presents and the gift cards. Don't miss next year's show, because...
No.
But you just think of it as a strict... value proposition. There are a lot of people that spent $15 on a ticket, or maybe even $10, and walked away with about a $40 Nerf toy or a $50 gift card to Buffalo Wild Wings.
I saw a kid walking around with a Nerf gun that I was looking at. I was like, one, we did not have Nerf guns like that when I was growing up.
No.
And two, I was actually trying to figure out what can I trade for that Nerf gun.
Absolutely. Oh, man. Just an awesome event, top to bottom. Tons of presents and gift cards were handed out. Don't miss next year's show, which, by the way, and we missed this in the news, there will be a next year's show.
We are going to do another event with Rough International around the holidays next year.
BZW Holiday Special 3 is confirmed.
100%.
Love that. Okay, to your main event.
Hang on.
Oh, no?
You forgot the number one contenders, the tag match.
No, I didn't.
No, we never talked about it.
We did.
No.
Are you sure?
100%, because I was involved in that match,
okay,
and
I'm
you
sorry.
Didn't even talk
you're
about
right,
it.
You're right. Royal Flava versus 24 Karat Honey. And so the order of operations is here, but you're right. I got too far down the script of the notes.
You got excited here about talking about giving out presents.
Yeah. Great match. These two teams, as we sort of mentioned, kind of not clones is the wrong word. They're not NDS clones, but they stylistically can match NDS in the sense of incredible athletes, love to fly around, and put on an absolute banger. There was one problem. Crucible didn't want to work Winter Slam.
No, this was the number one contenders.
And I think because they understand, they've got other shows. I've seen Crucible at other shows with multiple titles.
Their bags are heavy right now.
Right. And so they're thinking, we beat up these two teams. We don't have to work Winter Slam, which Winter Slam is 2 months away. We don't have to work Winter Slam. Heaven knows when the next BZW show after Winter Slam is. We could carry these sweet, sweet BZW tag titles around for a while.
Yeah.
So they come in, beat the hell out of everybody, which is what the Crucible does. And they say, okay, this match is a double DQ, no contest. Whatever our wonderful ring announcer, Nate, said. However, Nick Stokey hits the ring.
I wasn't having it.
You were not.
I wasn't. You know, I'm sitting backstage. These two come busting past me, run into the ring, and cause the no disqualification, no contest, like you said, whatever you want to call it, and claim that they're calling the shots. There is no number one contender. We know that there's not an event until Winter Slam. We got the night off, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Whatever you want to call it. I wasn't having it, and I'm not one to abuse my power in any way. I've never gotten, you know, upset at something. I mean, maybe with Sly a little bit, but I wasn't having it.
You try to keep an even head.
Yes. But I said no and went out there, and my decision, not going to let them have this power, is that we're doing a TLC match, triple threat at Winter Slam. Crucible will defend the titles against Royal Flava and 24 Karat Honey. And that match, now they got two. And these guys in the contenders, you know, they're friends with NDS as well. So
right.
Don't think that there's a little bit in the back of their head also saying we're doing it for these guys too. There's
right.
There's a lot there.
Yeah, as much as I'm sure they respect NDS as competitors, they're still buds. And I don't think, even though it probably makes their access to the titles or their path to the titles easier, I'm sure if you ask either Royal Flava or 24 Karat Honey, do you want NDS gone from BZW? The answer is no.
The answer is 100% no.
Right, right. Okay. Like we said, we goofed up the order of operations. Everything's going to be all right. Main event, Nitro versus the System. And the reason that I was leading into this is because, once again, the term from the business standpoint is left lying. Who was left lying again? Sly.
Yes.
He has had an unfortunate run. You think about eating a splash in the Ricky Morton match. Then you think about getting choke slammed by his own guy, his own
twice.
Sly's guy.
Twice.
Then takes a nut shot in Fergus Falls at the Brewing Company, or at the other, not Fargo Brewing, but
Outstate. Yep.
Sly has not come out on top at about five shows in a row now. And frankly, is a Sly without a guy.
Yeah.
He used to have a stable, legitimately. Now, who even knows what the poor guy's up to? And that brings us to the System. System shows up with a beautiful new valet, manager, whatever you would like to call Miss Macaulay Rose. And it's kind of odd to see System in BZW without Sly.
It hasn't been that way in 2 years.
Right.
Roughly,
yeah.
Let's say. But seemed like he had a little bit of more pep in his step, maybe. Like he felt almost like I'm free from that. We don't know the inner workings of what happened in the back with those
guys. Not much of an attitude change from System being without Sly.
No.
Certainly you see kind of the good guy in Lumber Mac, right?
Yep.
I mean, Mac gets rid of Sly and really turns over a new leaf. System gets rid of Sly, and he's just the same old System.
Same old System. It has a new valet, as you said, new manager, new someone accompanying him to the ring, and Macaulay Rose, and they mesh. Wow, they work well together.
Yep.
Nitro is able to overcome that, though, and do what Nitro does.
Yeah, they work real well together. Hit the old mistletoe spot. It would seem that there's a romantic entanglement there with Macaulay Rose and the System as well. Maybe a little Edge Lita. I'm not 100% sure what we've got going on there. But again, you know, the classic manager spot where Macaulay Rose tries to distract the referee. And you know when the referee's distracted in the System match, what's he looking for? That damn violin. Misses. Nitro hits the money shot. 1, 2, 3. And still, your BZW champion. And what we said going into that show, and I meant it, I think it's tremendously important to Brandon that he is going to represent BZW as its champion at a Winter Slam, to be the guy in the main event of a Winter Slam with the title around his waist. Now, whether he wins there, you know, whether that's a great moment actually for him, but just going into that show and really being him, I think that's tremendously valuable. And I think that's something that is going to give Brandon a lot of pride.
I think so as well. You see him outside of the, you know, before the event and everything, you see how he carries himself. That belt means a lot to him. This, you know, where he is in this company, and never would give him an opportunity to be in this spot if I didn't trust him to be in this spot, if that makes sense. You know, he's going to be the guy front and center on the poster. He's going to be the guy front and center on the, you know, that you're going to talk about on the radio, on the news, on the TV, on all this stuff. Like, he is your champion. He's our champion.
Yep.
And come Winter Slam, he is the number one representative, essentially, of BZW.
That's what your world champion is.
No matter who we bring in.
Yep.
No matter what, he's still our champion. And this is where he's, you know, he's won matches at different events. He's won at Summer's Night Main Event. He, you know, he won in Larimore. He won now here in Horace. But he hasn't.
Even to defend the title in Fargo proper is a big deal.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, you know, now it's Winter Slam.
Yep.
This is where it's all those years, all those times of him getting so close, even though he has that title on his waist. I think a win at Winter Slam is going to be just as big for him, if not bigger, than when he won that title.
Absolutely. All right, we are on to Winter Slam. In the words of the great Bill Belichick, we are on to Winter Slam. Real quick, couldn't do a show today without shouts to Andre Brower, Captain Raymond Holt, our guy, 9-9. Sucks. 61 is too young, and it's just a great show. Something that you and I have in common. Love that show. Rest in peace. Great one to check out. Has absolutely nothing to do with wrestling, but that's our guy, 9-9. Thanks for everyone. Thanks to everyone for listening to this week's show. Buy your darn Winter Slam tickets, folks.
Do not wait.
No, don't wait. Don't wait. We want to pack this thing out, but we want you guys to be safe, have your tickets, understand what's going on, especially if you're interested in premium seating, because that is just about gone. Have just a phenomenal week, everybody, and buy your Winter Slam tickets.